Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, the local share market is set for a flat start. If you're using SPY Futures as a guide, that contract ended the session with a very small improvement of 3 points. It was a pretty volatile final hour of trade for the markets. It all turned around an important development in the form of the White House announcing that Friday US time would see the US president address the latest developments in China as they relate to the security legislation that has now been passed by the People's National Congress. So that is an important move, which in the past the US has said would accompany would be accompanied by repercussions in terms of how they would view Hong Kong and the moves that would follow thereafter. So this was very instructive because over the course of the week, the markets have been in a very solid upswing. They have been firmly focused on the idea of a V-shaped recovery, I suppose, if you're trying to make sense of it. The fact that economies are opening back up again and that the measures that have accompanied this last batch of reporting have shown that at the very least that precipitous decline in a range of indicators has at least arrested itself, and there is an incremental improvement from historical lows. So that's the important thing to note. Yes, there is some improvement, but it is off extremely depressed levels. The question now that needs to be resolved is whether or not that recovery from those lows when it comes to these measures will continue in the months ahead and validate the improvements that we're seeing where these equity markets are concerned. So amidst all of this, we now have another element to consider, and that is the ratcheting up of the a rancor between the United States and China. So that's why this press conference, if you like, in the next day on the part of the White House is quite important to be able to navigate through this situation in particular. So worth pointing out that in the last couple of days in the United States, some of the most improved stocks have tended to be the beleaguered ones, so amongst those the financials. But overnight we saw a retreat, if you like, in terms of JP Morgan, for example, down by around 6%. Goldman's down by a similar amount. These stocks have had a really big improvement over the course of the last 3 days in particular. But just quickly to reflect on some of those economic releases to highlight what we're talking about in terms of the rate of change. So in the US on Thursday night, local time, you see the release of the weekly measures of unemployment in terms of people claiming for unemployment benefits for the first time. And then, of course, accompanying that report is what we call continuing claims. And this is the important one because it tends to remove the volatility and give you a better sense of what's happening in the bigger picture. What we saw in terms of continuing claims over the last week, it was the first decline since the coronavirus pandemic began. So 21 million people in terms of continuing claims for unemployment benefits is taking place right now, and that is down from 24.9 in the previous week. That's a big decline, and if you were trying to make a case for that V-shaped recovery, you'd be saying, okay, that makes sense. The economy is opening back up again, people are returning to work, and there are fewer people who continue to claim unemployment benefits. So that's an important one to look at over the course of the next couple of weeks. Elsewhere, it would tend to be on the more negative side of things. So corporate profits fell by 14.2%. In the first quarter of the year, that compared to an increase of 2% in the December quarter, but that 14% decline was the worst since the GFC. And we also saw the second measure of US GDP contract a little bit more than what the market had anticipated. So according to the latest figures, the US economy contracted by 5% in the first quarter of the year. So that was the worst outcome since the fourth quarter of 2008, the GFC basically, and worse than what the market had anticipated. They expected a contraction of 4.8%. So bottom line is the markets were tracking quite nicely up until the point where the White House announced a press conference. We saw the Dow, for example, fall by almost 1.4% from those levels to the low of the session, finished with a loss of 0.6%. The S&P 500 down by 0.2%, and the NASDAQ down by 0.5%. So the point to bear in mind today in local terms is that you've got the ASX 200 essentially up by about 6% in May, having risen by 8.8% a month earlier. In year-to-date terms, the market is now down by 12%. So these are the sorts of numbers that we'll be focusing on, given it's the end of the month. The question is, to what extent will you see a moderation in the market on Friday, given the risks that lie ahead on the weekend, and given the fact that we have seen a very strong upswing over the course of the last 4 days. They're the sorts of things that investors will have front of mind today. The US dollar had a little bit of a rally after the developments late in the US session, and that saw the Aussie dollar pull back a little bit, so it's back to around 66.3 US cents.